From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting new charges against UN peacekeepers. The United Nations is reporting new cases of alleged sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. Farhan Haq is the deputy spokesman for the Secretary General.
The UN mission there has identified 7 new possible victims of sexual exploitation and abuse in Babari. The soldiers implicated in these cases are from the Republic of Congo and the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
The mission says both countries' governments have been asked to launch their own investigations. A high-profile court case involving events that led to the Gaza War in 2014 has concluded in Israel. Robert Berger reports.
A Jerusalem court sentenced 2 Israeli teenagers to long prison terms for murdering a Palestinian youth, an incident that Israeli officials described as Jewish terrorism. One Israeli got life in prison and the other 21 years, while a third suspect is still awaiting a verdict pending psychological examinations. The assailants burned 16-year-old Mohammed Abu Qader alive in July 2014. It was revenge for the abduction and murder of 3 Israeli teens by gunmen from the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
The senior U.S. military commander in Afghanistan told Congress Thursday training for Afghan forces will be severely constrained if the number of American troops there is cut to 5,500, as President Barack Obama is proposing. Army General John Campbell told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the cut could mean very little additional training of Afghan soldiers would be possible. This is VOA News. The Syrian civil war appears to have entered a new phase as forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad battle rebels near Aleppo. A rebel source says there were more than 100 government airstrikes Thursday on 4 villages near Aleppo. The government's offensive has been coordinated with round-the-clock Russian airstrikes. Pro-Assad forces say they control the al-Castello road into the city. Battlefield reversals by the rebels have opened a prospect of a prolonged government siege against rebels in Aleppo. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged nearly $1 billion in new U.S. aid for Syrian refugees. He made the pledge at an international donors conference in London. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton face off Thursday in a Democratic presidential debate in New Hampshire. According to Real Clear Politics, Sanders has nearly a 16-point lead over Clinton in the northeastern state just days ahead of its primary election. The U.S. State Department has determined that emails containing classified information were sent to the personal email accounts of former Secretary of State Colin Powell and aides to his successor, Condoleezza Rice. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of a personal email server has dogged her presidential campaign. News that her Republican predecessors might have received such information on non-secure servers could help her blunt the criticism. The body of a missing Italian graduate student has been found on the outskirts of the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Italy's foreign ministry says Giulio Regeni's body was found Wednesday in a Cairo suburb along the road that leads to the city of Alexandria. He was covered with burns and other wounds, indicating he may have been tortured. A new survey reveals a sharp difference between Democrats and Republicans on how the next president of the United States should discuss Islamic extremism. The Pew Research Center found 65% of Republicans, or those who lean Republican, want President Barack Obama's successor to speak bluntly about Islamic extremism. 70% of Democrats, though, or those who lean Democratic, think the next president should speak more carefully. Allegations that Rwanda has been recruiting and training Burundian rebels on its territory resurfaced Thursday in a confidential UN report. The Burundian rebels hope to oust Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza. A group of experts monitoring UN sanctions implementation in the Democratic Republic of Congo said it had interviewed 18 Burundian fighters. They told experts they had been recruited in the Mahama refugee camp in eastern Rwanda in 2015. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.